Thank you, Mr. Estrin. The floor is yours.
Good evening. I wonder if the clerk could hand out copies of the colored PowerPoint presentation. What I'm discussing at this point is the recommendation contained in the city solicitor's report with respect to proceeding further with the suit against the Government of Canada officials with respect to the tort of abuse of public office for the purpose of recovering monies and damages to the city. So, abuse of public office, number one, the previous GR ruling is second. The tort is described, and it really involves, among other things, willful blindness to a lack of authority on the part of government officials with either an intent to harm a person or a city, which can be demonstrated that they had actual intent or they had reckless indifference or willful blindness to the harm that could result from their lack of statutory authority or their willful blindness to their lack of statutory authority. Now, that's the tort. What is the evidence that we have? Well, first of all, we have the ruling of the Federal Court of Canada and the Federal Court of Appeal that, in fact, the federal government did act illegally in the city damages action for abuse of public office on the basis of what's called issue estoppel. The federal government is estopped from denying that they acted illegally. That wonderful situation from a legal perspective, together with the fact that we have uniquely here hundreds of internal federal memos and emails that we acquired during the course of the judicial review showing federal intentions to stop the expressway, will greatly assist the city in establishing federal liability. What are the damages we're seeking to recover? Well, the higher construction costs that range between 30 and 50 million, they haven't been finally determined, and of course they won't be until we really finish the project, but they're in that range. The city has lost a substantial amount of tax assessment from thousands of frozen serviced residential lots on the top of the escarpment. You are still trying to recover about 2 million of the 2.5 million that you spent on taking the judicial review. We were successful in getting $500,000 from the federal government in costs previously, and that was an extraordinarily high amount of costs. And if we win, we're entitled. The way the court treats the tort of abuse of public office is to say, well, we should punish those who engaged in this by awarding punitive and exemplary damages, and that's a normal thing, and we're claiming $25 million. The next thing you need to know that this tort necessarily has to be, is that committed by individuals, not Her Majesty. That is why numerous people, ministers, civil servants, were named in the statement of claim. And they were named because they are all, their names all show up on these internal memos and emails that we have. And I know from their records that they were involved. Now, Her Majesty, the Crown in Canada, is vicariously liable for the torts of her civil servants, so in the end result, the Crown will defend and the Crown will pay damages.